Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Now, before you click off thinking this is just another pep talk about crushing your next workout, trust me, this episode is for all of us. We're diving into something that affects athletes, everyday people, even couch potatoes like yours, truly the impact of social media on our mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a little wave of anxiety? You know that feeling when you see everyone seemingly living their best life, while you're stuck with laundry piled up to your knees. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It's a fantastic tool for connecting, sharing ideas, and even finding support, but it can also be a breeding ground for comparison, negativity, and ultimately, those pesky feelings that drag us down. So, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that can help us navigate this digital jungle with a little more grace. 1. Comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, folks. It's the ultimate mental game changer. We're wired to compare ourselves to others, but social media amplifies it tenfold. You see those perfect vacation pics, that ripped physique, or that seemingly effortless success story, and bam. You start feeling inadequate. Remember, what you see online is often a curated highlight reel. Nobody posts about the struggles, the setbacks, or the behind-the-scenes chaos. So, before you let those social media moments steal your joy, take a deep breath and remember. Everyone's journey is unique. 2. FOMO is real, but it's not always worth chasing. Fear of missing out, the nagging feeling that something awesome is happening somewhere else, and you're not part of it. Social media practically feeds on this fear, constantly bombarding us with updates about events, parties, and experiences we're missing. Listen up. You can't be everywhere at once, and trying to chase every fleeting FOMO moment will leave you exhausted and burnt out. Prioritize what truly matters to you, and don't let social media dictate your happiness. 3. Curate your feed for positivity. This is a game changer. Think of your social media feeds like gardens you want to plant seeds that grow beautiful flowers, positive content. Not weeds that choke out the good stuff, negative or comparison-inducing posts. And follow accounts that drain your energy, and follow those who inspire you, uplift you, or simply make you smile. You're in control of what you let into your digital space. 4. Take breaks, your brain will thank you. Ever feel like your mind is on high alert, constantly buzzing with notifications and updates? It's like trying to run a marathon without stopping for water. Regular breaks from social media are essential for recharging your batteries and maintaining mental clarity. Step away from the screen. Get outside, connect with real people, and give your brain a chance to relax. 5. Remember, it's not real life. This is crucial. Social media often presents an idealized version of reality, where everything looks perfect and everyone seems happy. But remember, it's just a snapshot, not the whole picture. Don't let social media pressure you into living up to unrealistic standards or comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's highlight reel. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young athlete striving for that big break. She spends hours scrolling through Instagram, bombarded by images of successful athletes seemingly achieving everything effortlessly. She starts comparing herself, questioning her abilities, and feeling discouraged. This constant negativity chips away at her confidence and motivation. Sound familiar? This is where those key takeaways kick in. Sarah needs to remember that social media often showcases a curated version of reality. She needs to focus on her own journey, celebrate her progress, and surround herself with supportive people who uplift her. By taking breaks from social media, curating her feed for positivity, and remembering that comparison is the thief of joy, Sarah can reclaim her mental space and focus on what truly matters, her passion for the sport and her dedication to achieving her goals. So, remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all have moments when social media gets the best of us. But by being mindful of our consumption, setting boundaries, and prioritizing our well-being, we can use it as a tool for connection and inspiration, without letting it steal our joy or derail our mental health. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you navigate the impact of social media on your mental health? Share your thoughts, tips, and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, keep pushing those limits, both online and off.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.